Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Kurzweil 1000 Voice Settings Dialogue. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to demonstrate how to change the voice settings in Kurzweil 1000. I have Kurzweil 1000 version 11, version 12 is the current version, but the operation of this procedure has been the same since, oh my, with a few minor modifications, version I don't know what. Remained the same pretty much throughout. I've had it since version 4.5 and it hasn't changed much.
Kurzweil.
But it's fairly simple procedure. I will mention, Kurzweil has two sets of voices. One is a reading voice that governs, well, reading, and the other one is a system voice that governs reading of the menus and other program messages. So I'm going to show you how to change one of them, mainly the reading voice. I have my default speech engine as VoiceWare. This includes the NeoSpeech, Kate, and Paul voices. This is not the default speech engine that comes with Kurzweil, but it is shipped on a separate CD when you purchase the Kurzweil software. The default speech engine is ETI Eloquence, which is kind of like Eloquence for JAWS, but a little bit crisper in intonation. But I like the more human-sounding VoiceWare voices. I also have on here some ScanSoft Incorporated voices. They used to be shipped with JAWS. They were not locked to any specific program. They weren't locked to JAWS, so I can use them with other programs. They are no longer shipped with JAWS. ScanSoft RealSpeak Solo voices, they are called, and the voices that are shipped with JAWS now are the RealSpeak Solo Direct voices, and they are locked to JAWS. You can't use them with any other program. I have installed the solo voices so I can use them with other stuff. The earlier ones, I've reinstalled them. Don't use them with JAWS, but they are there, and I use them with other programs. Additionally, the VoiceWare voices aren't locked to Kurzweil exclusively, so I can use them with other programs if I like. This is because all of these voices are SAPI 5 compliant, Microsoft Speech Engine API compliant, and so they will, you know, if you've got them in your control panel, they'll work with Microsoft programs and Narrator and all that kind of thing. Okay, let's demonstrate this dialog box or this sub-tab to the settings dialog.
Settings, voices.
We're going to go into voices. That is the sub-menu. You go the menu you go with Alt-T will put you in the settings menu, and you've got voices and scanning and reading and all that kind of thing.
Review or change reading voice settings.
And it puts you in the first tab of the page on this dialog box. The dialog box, incidentally, mirrors the menu, so you've got each setting as a separate sub-tab. Sub-tab, and I'm on voices. I have reading voice.
Message voice.
And I have message voice. Actually, I called it system voice. It's really called message voice.
Reading voice.
And you down arrow to get between the two. Now, say I just want to change the reading voice. It's currently NeoSpeech Paul, but say I wanted something else. So
show voice settings for English.
English, and you can arrow down to choose languages. The languages that you choose will depend on the voices that are installed on your computer. So I have installation for several different languages, and so it will say the different languages that I have installed. ETI Eloquence comes with languages, as you know, if you have JAWS. And when do I use Eloquence now? I think a lot of speech engines, screen readers are using Eloquence. So, okay.
Spanish, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Finnish.
Finnish. I never understood why Eloquence has Finnish as a language, but that's, you know, just my thing.
Portuguese.
English.
Okay. Back up to English, and Kurzweil will read the different languages in whatever voice is currently it's using for that, so that setting. So, okay, tab again.
The selected speech engine is VoiceWare.
Now you can go to the different speech engines you've got installed on your computer. So I've got VoiceWare.
ScanSoft Incorporated.
ScanSoft Incorporated.
ETI Eloquence. Microsoft. VoiceWare.
And it cycles back to VoiceWare. Let's say I just want to keep it on VoiceWare. I won't go into the various voices that are on each speech engine. If you hit a tab.
The selected voice is NeoSpeech Kate.
That's where you get to your different voices. And if I was at a different speech engine, obviously the voices would be different and you would hear the voice that you selected. So down arrow
NeoSpeech
again.
Paul.
There you go. You hear NeoSpeech Paul. You hear the sound of the voice. Okay.
NeoSpeech Kate.
We're on Kate.
Pitch 10.
Pitch 10. That's a little high. I like
9.
Pitch 9. So I'm going to change it to 9.
The speed is 225.
You can change the speed. I've got it at 225 because that's how I had my reading voice sent earlier. Paul was at 225. We'll leave it there.
The volume is at 100%.
You can change the volume. Page down.
90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30.
There, so you get softer.
100.
And page down, we'll do it in increments of 10. Page arrow down,
99,
we'll do it in
100.
Increments of 1.
The speed is 2.
And incidentally, if you change the speech rate, page down, we'll do it in increments of 45, I believe.
The volume is at 100%.
100%?
The pitch will be changed for emphasis.
That means that Kurzweil will change pitch. If there is italic or bolded text, it will raise the pitch higher.
Emphasis pitch 10.
And it will change the pitch for emphasis. You have a setting for that.
Test.
And you can test it.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
To make sure that it is the right rate and pitch that you want. And you hit control key and that will stop the speech just like normally it does.
Okay. Cancel. Apply. Voices.
And you're back to the voices subtab.
Review or change reading voice settings.
And there you go. Then you can do message voice. You can do it in the
voice,
same.
Apply. Cancel.
Manner.
Apply.
Apply.
All. Cancel. Okay.
There. Now it's changed. And if we hit, if we start reading.
Edition of conversion settings. As always, Kurzweil 1000 has the latest OCR engines, fine reader 8 and scan soft 15 and we.
Yep, it's new speech Kate now.
This time, we added.
Whoops. And I was just in a new features for version 11 document. Changing voice settings in Kurzweil 1000 is simple as that. These do not become the default settings unless you save them in your default settings file. So if you go back to Kurzweil, it will go back to whatever your defaults were if you close it and open it again, just as a precaution. I will see you next time. Thanks for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.